Now it's the morning show at East Coast FM. Last week on the show, we spoke to local skipper from Greystones about the ongoing issues at the harbour over the installation of gates at the pier, which have been locked. Councillor Tom Fortune rejoins us about this issue. Good morning, Tom. Good morning to you. It's Tom Fortune. Tom, you there?
I am, Declan, yeah.
Yeah, oh, very good. The ongoing issue at Greystone, the fishermen obviously not happy, and then this picture circulating of the gates still locked. What is going on here?
Well, I suppose, Declan, to put it in context, what's going on is very, very unfair treatment of the fishermen. And I've been involved in this particular situation with them for many, many years. And to kind of put it in some kind of context for you, I mean, I got involved in politics a number of years ago because of the unfair way my community was being treated back in the day. They weren't getting on top of school, weren't getting a real look in. And this particular situation with the fishermen is in that same category. I mean, over the years, a multitude of solutions were agreed, but never put in place. And then there was many changes to the project, as you probably know, from time to time, we talk to different people on the project itself. And the whole thing, Declan, is really, really so unfair. I mean, fishing has been part of the life of Greystones going back to the mid-1800s. And the other part of this is, too, that when the original plans were done for the harbour, the fishermen were all part of that. They were part of a users group that met on a regular basis to discuss progress and ask questions and make suggestions. And then sometime into the plans were changed, and the fishermen were cut out of it. And we've had this crazy situation going on ever since. And I mean, what I find absolutely astounding about it, Declan, is that, and I am familiar with the fishing ports around the country due to some work I did in the past. And Greystones is the only port in the country that doesn't facilitate fishermen. So the whole thing really is so unfair, it's beyond words.
And resolution? What
there's been suggestion? Loads of good resolutions, Declan, that put forward, you know, allowing them tie up on the North Pier, which is what they're currently doing. And there was I was chair of the District Council back in 2019, and I made the issue of the fishermen a key item for the year. And I had meetings with all the people involved in the harbour area every 6 to 8 weeks. And there was a very, very good proposal put forward back then that would involve getting rejigging the where the boatyard is, which was where the fishermen should have been originally anyway. And all these things, they come to the trough, you think they're agreed, and then nothing happens. And really, what I've been saying recently, that at this stage now, Wicklow County Council and CISCS have really got to come to the table and sort this out. I mean, they're vast organisations, Declan. I mean, CISCS, the CISCS group had a turnover last year of 1.4 billion. They're a massive organisation. And here we have three fishermen being treated in this fashion by two big organisations. It is just so unfair that I'm disgusted with it, to be perfectly honest with you.
Well, the reason we're talking about it this morning is that we got correspondence from people out walking around Greystones that they felt that the gates shouldn't be locked. So is it a place that walkers can go, or is it purely the fishermen?
No, I've got those correspondence as well. The area that gate is off is a public area within the harbour, where people are entitled to walk. Now, I mean, the harbour project like had so many changes put into it over the years that there's quite a limited amount of area available to the public, and one of them is that particular walkway. So the gate going up is just totally uncalled for and shouldn't be there. Now, there was lots of reasons put forward for that, from health and safety to antisocial behaviour and all of that. And the fishermen, funnily enough, were never mentioned in any of that. But suddenly, it's been used now to block the fishermen doing their daily work. But these guys are just trying to earn a living to feed their families and all that kind of thing. So the unfairness of it, Declan, is crazy. Now, I have made a proposal to the Wicklow County Council that I hope to have discussed today. And my proposal at this stage, Declan, is because of what's gone on, is that there needs to be a full comprehensive audit and investigation into the whole project, going right back to leading into when the submissions for planning were made and everything since then to the present day. And unless that's done thoroughly and properly, we're going to have this situation going on and going on and going on, because the fishermen are entitled to be there. They're entitled to go out and fish. They're entitled to bring in their boat, tie it up, offload their catch, and to be able to do that in a safe manner without being hassled. And right now, they're being hassled by two very large organisations.
Right, okay. Thanks very much indeed, Independent Councillor Tom Fortune there with his view and opinion of what's going on in Greystone.